Good evening. This is Shabshati Bhattacharya with Regional News. Deputy Chief Minister and Minister in Charge for Finance, Chonamen, presented the Arunachal Pradesh budget for the fiscal year 2026-27 in the Assembly today. The budget estimate for this fiscal year stands at 36,607 crore rupees, which is 8.1% lower compared to the previous year. Mr. Men said, quote, the budget charts a comprehensive roadmap for the state's progress with a strong focus on infrastructure development, people-centric policies, economic growth, entrepreneurship, responsible fiscal management and governance reforms to build a stronger and more prosperous Arunachal Pradesh, unquote. In the Arunachal Pradesh budget, Deputy Chief Minister Chonamen announced multiple projects in the health and medical sector. New operation theatres, including cardiovascular OTs at TRIMS, was announced. A new district hospital at Tato and a new hospital at Nafra are also in the pipeline. Emergency and trauma centres in all districts will be created in a phased manner. Strengthening the digital health initiative, the government will keep electronic health records for patient-centric care. There will be enhanced support under renal care, cancer therapy and CM organ transplant schemes. The Arunachal Pradesh Substance Abuse Prevention Mission was also launched. There was much to rejoice for the people of Arunachal in the education sector. A comprehensive state early child care and education policy was introduced to strengthen foundational learning. Focus will be given to preserve and promote local language. For that, a third language policy from class 1 to 8 was introduced. Labs for animation, audio and visual will be created in higher secondary schools and colleges in a phased manner. In a landmark move, a Center for Japanese Language Studies will be established at the Arunachal Pradesh University in Pasighat. Multiple projects and initiatives were also announced in the agriculture sector. Focus will be given on the establishment of honey production units, expansion of kiwi mission and mushroom development mission, promotion of mitten and yak rearing will be done at Yak Fiber Processing Common Facility Center at Virang with Government of India support. The 8th Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly in its budget session today strongly condemned the racial discrimination faced by three women from the northeast in Delhi's Malviya Nagar on February 20 this year. A number of MLAs and Tourism Minister P.D. Sona in one voice called the incident shocking, intolerable, derogatory, deeply hurtful and disrespectful. The House reminded the nation of the contributions from the people of the northeast in protecting the border, bringing laurels to the country in sports, education and other sectors, stating the Assembly is fully behind the students who are studying outside the state. The House also vowed to bring all the northeastern states together to request the PMO and Home Ministry to bring an anti-racism act to give stringent punishment to the offenders in order to put an end to such incidents of discrimination in the future. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh today at an event in New Delhi released Defence Forces Vision 2047, a roadmap for a future-ready Indian military. The vision document outlines the strategic reforms, capability enhancements and organisational changes required within the Defence Forces to effectively address the evolving geostrategic, technological and security environment. It envisages the transformation of the military into an integrated, multi-domain and agile force capable of deterring adversaries, responding across the full spectrum of conflict and protecting expanding strategic interests amid the rapidly changing global and regional dynamics. National Council of Educational Research and Training has withdrawn a social science textbook, Exploring Society, India and Beyond, Grade 8, Part 2, which contained Chapter 4, titled The Role of Judiciary in Our Society. NCERT said the entire book has been withdrawn and is not available. The director and members of NCERT tendered an unconditional and unqualified apology for the said Chapter 4. Papumpare Jila Parishad Chairperson Bamang Yau convened a coordination meeting with all heads of departments and Jila Parishad members at the conference hall of the JPC office UP on Monday. During the meeting, the JPC emphasized the need for close coordination between officers and elected peer members to ensure effective implementation of government schemes through a bottom-up approach. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.